as a testimony she'd like to bring. Let's give it up for Marcia. Woo!
I won't take too long, but first of all, I have to give God all the glory, praise, and honor that's due his holy name, because he's so generous to us. The things we need in our life to grow in his grace and mercy are out there. And many times when you pray, like Pastor Tommy said, about praying, don't give up. You know, knock, keep knocking, keep seeking, and you'll find it. And I kept for years and years. I was a wreck. Well, you all knew that the very first time I got up and spoke. So anyway, but it's like I wanted it. I didn't want to be a coward. I didn't want to be mousy, because God didn't make me like that. Thank you, Mark. So anyway, I've been praying for, it seems like, an eternity. But I'm not going to give up, because I don't want to lose what I had, even though it was maybe little in my eyes. It could be huge in God's eyes. God goes by, where's Mark? He's gone. Step by step. Secrets of the secret place. No, not everything all at once. So I'm thinking, oh, Lord, is he hearing me? And I'd talk to him and I'd say to myself, I should be shut up and just listen. And now, since I've been reading that book and the 4 weeks of the messages with the way Pastor Mark presents them, you know, you really go, yeah, you know, I want to get involved in this. So, I mean, I just feel like God has come in and swept everything out. Do you see me kneeling? I couldn't do that before. I'd have to have two men or something to lift me up. And I also believe that my throat as well with this will be going, because I get concerned about it, because I have this infection or bacteria on my lung and they can't seem to get rid of it. But, you know, just keep me in your prayers. But I know God will heal me. And even if it takes forever, I will still trust in him. I mean, he chases you down. You know, I mean, it's like you can't hide from him. And who would ever want to? I mean, he's just so great. And I love you all. And I just want you to know, don't stop praying for those things that God wants you to have. And they're the things of God. Empty, be empty of self and be full of his love. His love, it's for him that we do all of this, not for ourselves. And do you know how nice it is not to have that burden on you? Worry, fear, and anxiety, and all of that, they all go. It's when you're in the presence of him, it's like, I mean, he knew like all my parts before he put me together, the same with you. And everybody's unique and special, and they have great gifts that God has given them. And I just want us all to be happy here so we can spread that happiness and joy coming down that hall. What is it now? I keep forgetting that. The praise, the love hall. That's it. Okay, thank you for listening to me. I took too long.
Marcia's awesome. How many got your Bibles tonight? How many of those, God is good? If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Judges chapter 11. This evening, we're going to begin a deal with a gentleman named Jephthah. He's one of the judges that judged Israel. And how many knows that when Moses was on the scene, there was some pretty good leadership?
Amen.
How many agree to that? And Joshua came along, and if you notice Joshua's life, Joshua kind of hung close to Moses. When the children of Israel were in the camp, he'd wait at the foot of the hill till, or really mountain, till Moses came back down. He generally was the first one to greet him, to speak to him. But there was also a tangible anointing that came by being in that proximity. It's not that there was a transfer in that. God gave him his Holy Spirit. How many understand that?
Amen.
But the same Spirit that was upon Moses came upon Joshua. And he was able to do incredible things. He led the children of Israel. At 80 years old, they entered into the promised land. He lived to be 110. He had 30 years of conquering, taking on areas. In fact, they never really did take all the land that God promised them. They got a little bit comfortable where they were. But after the death of Joshua, There became judges in the land. There wasn't a strong leadership. And Israel began to turn back to their old ways. There was a whole generation raised up that did not know Moses and Joshua. It's amazing to me how soon we can forget our heritage. But if we don't transfer what we know into the next generation, that too will wane. Are you with me? The last pastor conference I went to, the average median age was 60 years old. 60. A bunch of gray-haired men meeting together. They love the Lord. They're serving the Lord. They're doing what? But the next generation, the young generation to raise up, is not there. We need to pray for that, church. Amen. Across the board, across this country. That a young generation begins to rise up and grab a hold of that mantle of authority. Are you with me? When you look at students today, they're not saying, hey, I want to become a minister. I want to become a pastor. I want to be an evangelist. It's not happening today. Most of them have that farthest thing from their mind. But that's something God wants to change. Amen. Are you with me? When I look at Joshua, he was a mighty leader. But there wasn't somebody after Joshua who could take that mantle of authority and say, I want to take this on. I want to have the same heart, the same spirit, and do something great. So the Lord had to raise up judges. In Judges chapter 11, verse 1, now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor. His character was fearless. He was skilled in war. He was daring. But I want you to know that it takes something within us to step out in faith in what God wants. And by nature, we're afraid. By nature, we're cowards. By nature, we don't take on things. Yes, we have pockets of things, but when you're dealing in the supernatural, you cannot do it in the natural. Are you with me? It must be in the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, more than ever, even as Pentecostals, many have moved away from the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to bring it back to the church. We just can't wish it or hope it or say, well, if we do this, somebody's not going to like it. That's too bad. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit. Amen. If somebody gets saved, they need to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. That needs to be a standard of righteousness. How many are hearing me? Yes. And here as a church, I want us all to begin to communicate that. If they're saved, man, are you filled with the Spirit? And lead them in that direction. Pray for them in that accordingly. Because they'll like it and they need it. Are you with me so far?
Amen.
Let's go on here. Say, God's good. Look at verse 2. Now help me with his name. Now help me with his name right here. Gilead's wife bore him sons. And when his wife's sons grew up, they drove out Jephthah. And they said to him, you have no inheritance in our father's house, for you're the son of another woman. He's going to be an outcast. How many knows it doesn't matter what your upbringing was, what your family was, God can still call you.
Amen.
When he grew up, he was driven out. And when I look at this today, many times men and women, when you're neglected, you feel like an outcast, you're probably in the right position for God to use. In Genesis 37, 27, Joseph was that place. He was sold out from his brothers. He was an outcast. Moses, when he saw that the children of Israel being affected, he stepped in. They said, will you do this to us too? And he was driven out into the wilderness.
Amen.
I mean, it was that God wants us all to be in that place where we can be used. Some of you may have had a rough upbringing like David. He had to hide in a cave. Each great person that God has used has come from humble beginnings.
Amen.
Many times it isn't in the king's chariots. It isn't in the king's palace. It's the one that nobody's thinking about that God says, I look at you. Yeah. Jephthah is one of those. He's now in the place where now, hey, you're a son of a harlot. Who are you? Look at your family. You can't even find out who your dad is.
Amen.
Say amen. How many knows God has his hand on those individuals? And dare I say, they're probably used more than some of you think they will. When I look at Jesus, in Matthew 21, verse 41, he says, have you never read? The stone which the builders rejected had become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in his eyes. Look at Judges 11:3. And Jephthah fled from his brothers in the land of Tod. How many knows that hurt people, listen to me, hurt people. But hurt people who get restored are mighty in battle. And many times when you're out in that arena, I hate to say this, when you're being rejected, it's not a fun place. And it's not like the time is like, well, it was just like just a moment. Sometimes there's years involved in this. Sometimes you have to process a whole lot of stuff. But the whole time the Lord is doing a work. I want us to begin to look at those that are away from the Lord right now. Whatever the reason is irrelevant. We need to speak that return. Because I know for a fact there are hurting people everywhere. But God still has his hand upon. Say amen.
Amen.
He's an outcast now. He's driven out by his brothers. And God's still in the picture. Hallelujah. When I look at an outcast, you know what I found out? Those are the people that can really begin to humble themselves and look for a different provision. When you're at that place where like, this isn't working and this isn't working, I need a different provision. And when you walk through those fires, God begins to give you a wisdom that won't come in any other place. If you're taking notes, in 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 through 3, David was that area. When he was driven out in the cave, those that were busted, those that were disgusted, those that were broke, those that were depressed, all came unto David. And they became mighty warriors. Now, let me say this to you. Everybody wants this and this and this in their church. I want what God wants in this church.
Amen.
Amen. Whomsoever will may walk through these doors. How many of us God can put his spirit upon?
Amen.
Well, we need to see that. Jephthah is one of these gentlemen that fits this bill. He's rejected by his brothers. And how many of us that when your family rejects you, that's a big time hurt. It isn't the stranger down the street. It isn't somebody that has no relevance. It's somebody close to you. Can you imagine raising up in the family and when you get old enough to finally to get an inheritance, they say, you're not worthy of it.
Amen.
That means you leave with zero. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many knows you can grovel in that, say, nobody cares, nobody loves me, or you can pick yourself up and say, you know what? I got a greater inheritance than my God.
Amen.
How many knows it's just not dictated by what somebody else can give you?
Right, right.
Hallelujah. To me, an outcast can rise above it.
Yeah.
An outcast can have that power. There's sure pain there, but there's power to release the pain and forgive.
Amen.
How many knows Jesus was an outcast?
He was.
Was he not? Was he not rejected and despised of men? And I really feel if we really today really got a hold of the conversations they said against Jesus, it would humble all of us.
Yeah.
I really feel there'll be a brokenness there. When you look in Scripture, really look at the reality of it. Not just the story part of it, but man, this is what Jesus experienced. He experienced great pain, amen? But also great love. When I look at an outcast has time to develop the character he needs for the next step. You ever notice when things are going smooth, life just seems to breeze on by?
Oh, yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes, it
does. True? How many ever been hurting and stripped down to nothing? You can't do anything but trust the Lord. You grow.
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes,
when you got to trust the Lord for areas that, man, normally like, hey, I wouldn't even think about it, but you got to trust him in it. Everyone else has the easy road. Everyone else has this, but you have a different road.
Yeah.
You got to defend for yourself. Your family is not there for you. They don't even want you around. Oh, I'm preaching now.
Preaching,
say amen. Look at verse 4. Judges 11:4. And it came to pass in time that the people of Ammon made war against Israel. So it was when the people made war against them, the elders of Gilgal said, let's go and get Jephthah. Say amen.
Amen.
How many knows you're not done yet?
Amen.
Your family may drive you out and say you're not worthy, but how many knows sooner or later they're going to come to somebody who knows the Lord?
Amen.
Yes or no? Now, if you don't mind, I'm drinking a little water here. I found out that when they stuck that tube down for my surgery, they scratched my, what do they call that? Trachea. And amen. Say amen.
Amen, brother.
So I'm working that out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now look what he said here. So it was when the people of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilgal came and said, let's go get Jephthah. And notice what they say. Come and be our what? Come and be our what? Didn't you just drive me out?
Amen.
Didn't you just tell me that there's no inheritance for you? And now you want me to be your leader? How many knows there's going to be a time in your life where you're going to be faced with what you need to do? Either forgive and be used, or use that against the people that hurt you.
Amen.
Say amen. How many knows that Jephthah now is in that place where he can make a decision? Oh, this is so crucial here. When you're faced with that decision, always make the godly one.
Amen.
Not the one you feel.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen, brother. Forgive
and forget. Hallelujah. Look at this here. It says, come and be our commander that we can fight against the people of Ammon. So Jephthah said to the leaders, did you not hate me and expel me from my father's house? Why have you come to me when you're in distress? Say amen.
Amen.
How many knows that this is legitimate?
Yeah.
Sometimes we say, well, no, I'll walk up to you and everything will be rosy. Everything's good. Sometimes you even got to process it as a Christian. Even when you know to do right, you still got to make a decision.
Yeah.
It comes down to that.
Yeah.
There are sometimes when people have hurt you, then ask for your help, the flood of emotions arise up in you.
Oh, yeah.
And notice it doesn't flash back to what was great, but what hurt you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Lord will bring it up so you know where you're at.
Yeah.
Do you still have this with you? Because I really want to use you. Here's a big truth. You weren't going to get the training by hanging with your family. You were going to get the training by being heard and out there. Because you're going to have to learn to trust me. There are times in your life that you're going to have to trust the Lord with all that you got within you. Say amen. How many of those, that's a reality. All of us in this room have this. Hallelujah.
Amen,
look at verse 6. And he said to Jephthah, come and be our commander, that we may fight against the people of Ammon. Isn't there somebody else? We're talking about a nation here.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there was more jealousy in that family than what was talked about. Of all the people you could have picked, you're going to go back to the one you kicked out. You must have saw something there.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, sometimes people who rise up against you, you may not know their real motives.
Amen,
keep serving the Lord.
There
are sometimes God's preparing things so many steps ahead of us, we don't even know it yet.
Amen.
Amen? He'll go before us in all things. Sometimes we just got to go, God, I don't know how the pieces come together, but bless God. Now, my wife likes building puzzles. I do not.
Amen.
I do not. I'll force this piece into this piece because I think it's going to fit. I do not have that patience. I really don't. I mean, I can find the square ones that have the straight edge around the border, but that stuff in the middle, oh, forget that noise. But she'll sit down, and for her, it's relaxing. And after the pieces come together, it's cool. Amen? I tell her, you have more patience than I do.
Amen.
Isn't that how the Lord's building our life?
Yeah.
A little piece at a time. Amen?
Right.
How many are still in that place of change?
Amen.
How many are glad that God's not done with you yet?
Amen.
But you're going to turn out wonderful.
Amen.
Say amen. You're going to get a robe of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
God is good. Now come and be our commander. What would you say? How many in here would go, I'll do it no problem.
No.
honestly, when I see this today, when I see preachers go, yep, I'd have just forgave them in an instant, done it no problem, cool. Your family has just ripped you off. You get zero from the inheritance. And now you got to leave. And now your family comes back and wants you to lead. Not some party, not some parade. They want to take you into battle where you may lose your life. Amen. And they want you to lead it. Yes. Say amen. How about the next thing? What type of people are going to follow you into battle? I mean, there's a whole lot in this. I mean, there's a lot to think about. Sometimes I wish I'd like to say that things were just boom, 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 all ranged and cool. Sometimes it's layered deep. Is this good preaching today?
Amen, brother.
Amen. Look at verse 9. So Jephthah said to the elders, if you'll take me back to my home to fight against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivers them into my hand, shall I be your head? How about this? You can bring me home. You can pay for my moving expenses. Give me a new home, land, and job. How many knows that when there's a demand put on you, you got to get something out of it too?
Amen.
Oh, look at you all spiritual. David said, what will you give me if I cut off the giant's head? We'll give you a tax-free living. We'll give you a home, and you can take my daughter as your wife. And he goes, well, that's not a bad deal. You want me to come work for you? How much am I going to make?
Zero.
Oh, kid, look at you all looking at me.
Yes.
That's reality.
Yes.
That's good preaching, Pastor. I'm coming home.
Amen.
Say amen. You kicked me out. I didn't kick me out. You did.
Yes.
Say amen.
That
ain't too fleshy for you, is you? Is it?
No.
I mean, is that the same spirit's going to rest on him that was on the great men?
Preacher,
look at verse 29. Then the Spirit of God came upon Jephthah.
Yes.
How many knows that's a good thing?
Yes.
And the Spirit of God came upon. The same Spirit that was upon Moses, the same Spirit that was upon Joshua, is now upon Jephthah. He's not going to reign as leader very long. It's only going to be 6 years. But he's going to be that one. Many times in Scripture, God looks for that man. He looks for that woman. Sometimes you have been hurt. You have been in exile. But now you're needed.
Amen.
How many of us you're needed? Today you're needed more than ever.
Right.
In my prayer time, listen to me, we're all in this together. There's no competition here.
Amen.
We have an enemy of our soul, and God wants us to step forth.
Amen.
Say amen. Put your hand to the
plow
and you don't look back. See, you don't look back. Remember, he was a mighty warrior and now he's equipped to get what he needs. Because you can be all that and you can even step up to the plate, but you need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I struggle when I see pastors trying to accomplish the work without the Holy Spirit. How on earth can you speak into a supernatural situation without a supernatural language?
No way.
I'm being honest with you.
No way.
How can you unlock those mysteries when you don't even have the words for it?
Amen.
It's not just a matter of coming together. It's a matter of the kingdom of God doing something. Oh, come on. Say, God's good. Amen.
Yeah.
How many is that when we make a vow to the Lord, we keep it? He's contemplating this thing. Listen to me. This is what it's going to take to bring me back. And now that I'm back, you know what? God's going to do something. Each one of us in this room, God wants to use.
Yes.
But are we devoted enough to go past our hurts?
Amen.
Or do we serve him until we get hurt? What's our reasons? Now, I'm not saying God doesn't move individuals. But if he moves you, then be restored too. Let's not linger in our hurt, because it'll hinder you from taking the land.
It will.
Amen? When it comes to war, the enemy knows he'd rather wound you than kill you.
Amen.
It takes more people to take care of you when you're wounded.
That's right. That's good.
Lord, now I want to be healed. How many want to be healed? How many here have ever been hurt before? I want you to be honest. How many ever been hurt by your own family?
Amen.
That's real in this room.
Yeah.
There's been times it's happened. How many of us, that's a sting that's it's unbelievable. And sometimes it's the hardest to reach your family because they know you.
Yeah.
Amen? But what if your family comes back to you? Shouldn't we have the faith there also?
Yeah.
We all had the faith that they can hurt you.
Yeah.
But how about, no, my family's coming home.
Amen.
And one day they're going to look for a word.
Yeah.
How about this? They're going to look for somebody to lead them to Christ, a leader.
Amen.
I think we need to get our faith there. Because you have the answer. Listen, if they don't repent now and realize you were right, one day they'll realize you were right.
Amen.
I want it to be now. Because you are right. I had some bosses that I witnessed to. They were so anti-God. It was unbelievable.
Amen.
Call me in the office, rail on me, do all this goofy stuff. And I'd think to myself, I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
My prayer is that you'll see one day before you leave this planet.
Because
they won't forget what you shared.
Right.
Now here's the other side. It takes a little bit of humility to go back to somebody that you've hurt.
Amen.
And ask for their help.
Yes.
So when I look at this here, sometimes you got to go through all that and say, you know what? Man, I bet it took a lot to swallow that pride.
Oh, yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, brother.
We shouldn't step on that. We need to embrace that. If somebody returns back to the church that's been in the world, we need to have enough loving arms around them. Not that they've been away, but I'm glad you're here.
Right.
That we can pour in the oil and the wine. We can put on the best coat and not say where you've been, but I'm glad you're home.
Amen.
Is this good preaching tonight?
Amen, brother.
When I look at Jesus, there's so many times he could have said to us, "Depart from me, I never knew you. Be gone." But yet he looked at us and said, "Go and sin no more."
Amen.
And I love his response every time somebody brings up somebody else's sin. "Lord, we caught this woman in the very act." That's always a good statement. Yeah, where were you? Looking in the windows?
Yeah.
And do not call them peeping Toms.
Amen.
They were peeping David.
Amen.
Say amen. I got my name loped to that. Some of you just caught that there. It's peeping David. We caught her in it, and what did Jesus say? "You who were without sin, throw it." Can you imagine the conviction that sat in? Notice just the words he articulated. Sometimes we add so many more words to the situation when you just need to let the word work. Just let it work. Don't try to be the Savior in the moment. Let him be the Savior. You be the mouthpiece.
Amen?
Because like anything that has too much, you start to gag on it. And too much salt will make you go, "Ah." But a little bit of salt has good savor. Amen? And if you'll notice today, you can see the people who are filled with the Spirit and the people who are not. You can see the people in the world who have that same spirit of Antichrist rise up. And here's just a big thing, and I'll speak this boldly. We have so much about intimidation, about that area of bullying. I've never seen more bullying come from the demonic side than ever.
Amen.
And yet, it's always directed against those who are trying to do what is right. When I look at Jephthah, he's starting to face him who he really is. He's asked now to take on a land. He's asked to now surrender his will. He's asked now by his brethren to come back. He has so many emotions he has to deal with, just like us. I'd like to say everything is cool and it lines up, but there's a gamut of emotions you have to go through in overcoming. But if your resolve is in your heart, "Lord, I want to do what is right, not how I feel," you're taking the right step. would Jesus went back to them if he asked them to help? Yes or no? Then do we think we're better than him? Do we think we have a right to hold on to something? Or should we surrender? Should we look at Jephthah and say, you know what? Lord, I need to be more like that. I need to be more like that. He's called into battle. He has to deal now. Now those that cast him out, maybe they saw something special in Jephthah. Maybe they saw that, man, he was a mighty warrior. And you know, we don't like that. And here's the excuse we'll use. You were born to fight somebody else. You have no inheritance with us. God will always turn that which has been evil against you to good. Always. I said always. The jealousy, the pride, all that will be brought low when the battle needs to be fought. For some people, they live in a la-la land. They really do. They have no clue. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they do their thing, they go home, they start their routine over and over, and they just add years to their routine, never thinking about the eternal aspect of life. And when they breathe their last, and now they're faced with eternity. And I really struggle with this. Don't wait for death, near-deathbed conversions. Because when you're gasping for your last breath, the last thing you're thinking about is salvation. You should be, but you're just looking to live another day. You're just looking to hope you'll make another day. Amen? Amen. Very rarely do people come to the Lord. Say you're 90 and you've had 90 years, and now you're going to come to Him when you didn't want Him for 90 years. It can happen, but let's not wait till it then. Is this good? Oh, man, God is good. There's so much to cover here. When I look at Jephthah now, he was exiled, but who had the authority? Who had the authority to say to Jephthah, get out of here? Well, the family could say, well, you have no part. I'm the dad. I'm the leader. Go. Amen. There was a certain amount of authority there. He was maybe younger, so he didn't have the clout or the financial realm, so he had to submit to those things. But let me ask you this. When's the last time God ever drove you out? When's the last time God ever said, you're not worthy? When's the God, listen, he's always bringing us in.
Amen.
And the only time you've been put out is only because God's changing your situation.
Amen.
He wants to rearrange it and bring you back into it. Oh, that's good preaching. Listen, when you feel like you're an outcast, he's changing the scene. He's taking what you knew before, and now you're going to come back to something different.
Amen.
And to show you how great I am, you're not even going to be there when I do it.
Amen.
I'll bring you back to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are so many that are out there in the world right now that need to be back home. God's doing a work. We need to be ready for it.
Yes.
I'm not limping out, barely making it in this church. I'm looking for a mighty harvest of souls.
Amen.
Amen. The attacks are there by the enemy, but greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Our expectation should be when you come to service, God's going to do something.
Amen.
Amen. People need the Lord.
Yes.
Listen, we need to speak that. Lord, their life is just going on normal. God, invade their life. Bring them to the place where they need your authority to operate. Hallelujah. Because if you think about it, if you look at Revelation, one day they're going to clamor for a leader. And the Antichrist is going to arise. We need to call on our leader, the Lord of hosts, while we have breath. Hallelujah. I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for the Christ. I said the Christ. The one who can save and deliver.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, God is good. When I look at pride and jealousy, that turns into resentment. And when resentment sets in, it paralyzes your future. Like all of you in here, there'll be times of hurt and distress. Remove yourself from resentment.
Amen.
To me, God's rescuing the situation. I have a mighty warrior. I have one placed, and now I'm going to move accordingly. Sometimes you need to realize that God can even move in those who hate you.
Amen.
He can move in those who despise you. God can speak a word. He can do a work in that situation.
Amen.
You may feel like you're the bottom, but you're not. You're the head and not the tail.
Amen.
Those are written so we can know who we are. Even when nobody else does. Are you enjoying tonight?
Amen.
When you're accused, listen to me. Do you feel the need to vindicate yourself? What happens when you have no voice in it? Do you got to get it that last word in edgewise? Do you have to make that last thing, make that last call, make that last text? Do you have to speak that in there? I'll just get something in there. Or can you take it and go, you know what? I don't need to speak. Say amen. How many know sometimes that we need to hold that in? You may have a right to speak it. You may feel like you need to speak it. But Lord, I don't want to speak it. Amen? Sometimes you need to look at the greater cause. God's asking you to deliver the people of Israel. Not just your hurts. You can eliminate yourself from this and go, well, I did this and this and this and this and I can't do this. Then you won't deliver a nation or a land or a people group. Church will be no different here. If you let resentment stick in, you'll hinder yourself from being used by the Lord. Release it. Release it. And 1 second into eternity, would all that really have mattered? I don't want to live our lives, and I'm speaking to all of us here. I don't want to live my life on what I could have done, but what I should have done. God wants us to step out in that place that, hey, you can do it. How many want to see a land set free?
Yeah.
We start in our Jerusalem here. Then we go our Judea. Then our Samaria. Then the ends of the earth.
Amen.
When I look at our youth today, we need to speak into their lives.
Yeah.
We need to encourage them. Amen. You can live for the Lord. Schools are different than when we went to school. They are different.
Amen.
And Lord, we need a hedge of protection.
Look
at the young people we have here. Start to learn their names. How many knows it's nice to be able to call them by name?
Amen.
And pray over them.
Amen.
Lord, they're facing a situation that, hey, man, Lord, they need you. They need you in every way. Hallelujah. Pride comes before the fall. The problem with pride is we don't know we're prideful. Pride becomes before a fall. How about this? Pride goes before destruction.
Amen.
So there's sometimes your hurt needs to bring you to a place like, man, you know what? I could do the same to somebody else too. Who am I? Sometimes that self-reflection of saying, how many of your voice change? See, I'm getting younger. Bless God. Over vacation,
amen.
I de-aged 15 years.
Amen.
De-aged. I mean, that's a good word. How many are de-aging in here? I'm de-aging. When I look at Jephthah, he's now faced with all this, but now he's going to step forth and conquer. Now, your goal and your homework is to read through all this. I don't have time to go through his daughter's pledge. Proverbs 16, verse 18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Well, Lord, I want to walk in this. Many times you have to overcome you to overcome everything else.
Amen.
When you go into battle, I realize that if you've been hurt and restored, you make a good leader.
Amen.
You want to know why? Because now, how can you be hurt? Sure, somebody will try. But how many knows when you've been mended? I'm keeping going. Amen? I can overcome this too. I want to be able to take the words that are so negative and go, you know what? I hear it, but that's not me.
Amen.
I mean, I want to see it just come off.
Yeah.
It's when we internalize it. And the enemy is so strategic when he hits you too. And sometimes it's like you could be on your spiritual giant, greatest move ever, boom. Or at your weakest moment, boom. He'll hit you in those arenas, and it's amazing who it'll come from. Did Jephthah ever thought growing up that it ever come from my family? I know you're not my dad, but I felt welcome at home. I ate at the table. I slept with him in the room because we had to share a room. And now that I'm older to receive what I'm supposed to, I'm not adequate. That hurts. Forget all you. Forget you. And now you want my help? That's a great leader. That's somebody you can get behind and say, you know what? I'll follow that. Because somebody can see that. And if you've overcame, so will I. Your experiences matter. I said your experiences matter. Never take it for granted everyone's walked the same walk, been through the same thing. But what you have overcome, continue with it. Because there's Jephthahs in this room. There's people God wants to call out. And I love this about Jephthah. In Hebrews 11 verse 32, it says, what more can I say about Gideon, about Barak, about Samson, and about Jephthah? David, Samuel, and the prophets. He made it in the Heroes Hall of Fame. Amen. This guy that reigned for 6 years as a judge in Israel is listed in with the big guys. Amen. That means Marsha's name is in the Heroes Hall of Fame. Amen. Kathy's name is in the... You notice how your name gets imprinted there.
Oh, yeah.
For eternity. One day you'll find that your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's there it is. Amen. How many think that's going to be a happy day? You look in the book and say, yeah, there's my name right there. I got the invitation to the wedding. Bless God. My name is on it. But what if he said no? What if he said, forget you? I'm not doing it. You hurt me so bad, I ain't never touching a thing. I could care less about you or God.
No.
The whole history would have changed. Yeah. Don't allow circumstances to change your future.
That's right.
I can't change your past, but put it under the blood. But your present and your future looks good to me. And God's looking for people who have been hurt, who have felt like an outcast, who have been disowned. You can step right up. And if you'll continue to pray, sooner or later, those closest to you will need your help.
Amen.
Amen. My dad is forced in his arena to ask for help.
Amen.
I mean, that's reality. Not only is it age, but circumstances. There's an open door to share. Dad, you need to turn your life around.
Amen.
Dad, you need to get your life right.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And if you live long enough, sooner or later, you become the adult and they become the children.
Right.
As sad as that may seem, it's reality.
Yeah.
We all have that power. Church, can we be that?
Yeah.
I want to look at Jephthah's life and say, you know what, Lord, I'm there. It seems obscure, but I see a mighty leader. I see the same leadership as I did in Joshua, in Moses, and in Jephthah. Amen?
Amen.
You get anything out of tonight?
Amen.
There's a lot to cover, but we're out of time here.